9/11 motivated thousands of Americans to join the military, including Marjorie Eastman. Now living in Nashville, she recently wrote a book called The Frontline Generation about her experiences as an Army captain and how the military has, in some ways, become more progressive than society at large. Eastman reads an excerpt about boarding a plane in Texas after returning home from Afghanistan.
I had just rounded the corner and was making my way through first-class cabin when a large older man in a disheveled suit stood up, bumping into my bag and me. Without eye contact, he blurted, "One second, sweetheart. I need to grab something out of the overhead." Stunned from being knocked into, without an apology at that, I was even more perplexed by what this stranger said. Did he just call me sweetheart? He surely did not register the bayonet with wreath insignia on my left pocket was a combat action badge earned for active engagement or being actively engaged by an enemy. However, one would think he would render a baseline of respect from simply seeing a military uniform. I stood still in that aisle. Once we locked eyes, I said, "I am a soldier, an officer in the United States Army. You can address me as captain or ma'am." When I joined the military, you know, women couldn't be on the front lines. However, on both of my deployments, you quickly realize in this asymmetric environment of terrorism and counterinsurgency, there are no front lines. So women were there. And then when I'm leaving the military, coming back from combat, leading troops as a woman commander, I bump into a civilian male and it's like starting all over again.
That was Marjorie Eastman, author of The Frontline Generation. The story was produced by WPLN's Emily Siner as part of our series on identity and culture.